HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India is celebrating the 73rd Republic Day today as part of the Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav commemorating 75 years of independence. The Republic Day parade this year is all set to showcase India's military might, cultural diversity and many unique initiatives to mark the celebration of the 75th year of independence. The Republic Day parade will start half an hour later than usual this year, as decided by the Defence Ministry. Instead of 10 a.m., the January 26th parade will begin at 10:30 a.m. for better visibility amid foggy weather. The Delhi police has already beefed up security around the area and closed roads and metro gates near Rajpath. The celebrations commenced on January 23 as Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on the occasion of Netaji's 125th birth anniversary, unveiled the hologram statue of the freedom fighter at Indio Gate in Delhi on Sunday. As many as 75 aircraft of the Indian Air Force will conduct a flypast at the event. The center has installed 10 large LED screens, 5 on each side of Rajpath, for spectators at the location. The guest list was cut short this year to ensure necessary COVID protocols. President Ramnath Kovind on Tuesday paid tributes to India's first Chief of Defence Staff General Bipin Rawat, who died in a helicopter crash last month and said he was one of bravest commanders of the country. Addressing the nation on the eve of 73rd Republic Day, the president said when a brave soldier dies on duty, the entire country feels sad. When a brave soldier dies on duty, the entire country feels sad. Last month, in an unfortunate accident, we lost one of the bravest commanders of the country, General Bipin Rawat, his wife and many brave soldiers. The entire country was deeply saddened by the tragic loss, he said. Apart from Rawat, former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Lal Kalyan Singh, Congress leader Gulam Nabi Azad and former West Bengal CM Biddadev Bhattacharji were conferred with this year's Padma Awards. Vaccine makers Cyrus Poonawalla, Krishna Ella and Suchitra Ella have been awarded Padma Bhushan. Soon after the former West Bengal Chief Minister Buddhadev Bhattacharji has refused the Padma Bhushan and said that he had no idea about the award, the government sources on Tuesday clarified that his family was well informed about it in the morning and at that time no intent of rejection was expressed. Bhattacharji is among 17 Padma Bhushan awardees, the government announced on the eve of 73rd Republic Day. Within a short time of the announcement, a statement was released by CPIM, "I don't know anything about Padma Bhushan Award, none has said anything about it. If I have been given Padma Bhushan, I refuse to accept it," Buddhadev Bhattacharya said on the Padma Bhushan announcement. An altercation between a senior Air India pilot and an aircraft maintenance engineer on Tuesday at the Srinagar airport led to an hour's delay on the Srinagar-Delhi flight. The pilot has complained to the airline management. Air India flight AI-826 was scheduled to take off at 1:10 p.m. but was delayed as the aircraft engineer refused to abide by the rules, the pilot alleged, according to a copy of the complaint. HITE has reviewed the complaint. The argument picked up when the commandant, flying the Airbus fleet in the airline, brought to the notice of the ground staff that there was an imbalance of 1,400 kilograms of fuel. An imbalance of fuel means that the fuel in both the wings was not equally filled, due to which, according to the rules, takeoff is not allowed. The army allegedly forced the pilot to accept the aircraft in fuel imbalance condition. The pilot refused and insisted on balancing the fuel for its departure. Some top-level appointments are expected in the Indian Army by the end of January to fill vacancies created by the upcoming retirement of the Vice Chief and the Northern Army Commander, even as the centre is yet to decide on the appointment the next Chief of Defence Staff following the passing of General Bipin Rawat in a helicopter crash last December, officials familiar with the development said on Tuesday. While the current Eastern Army Commander Lieutenant General Manoj Pandey is set to take over as the next Vice Chief after Lieutenant General C.P. Mohanty retires on January 31, Pandey is expected to be succeeded by Lieutenant General Rana Pratap Kulata and the Kolkata-based Eastern Command, one of the officials said, requesting anonymity. Kalita is currently serving as a deputy chief in the army headquarters.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.